Welcome everyone to day 35 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Heading into the year of the fire horse, keeping our seat. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness in the body. Sense of resting your mind in the now by paying attention to the body. Feeling the weight of the body on your chair or cushion. Bringing your mind into the present moment. And continuing our discussion of right mindfulness, or really cultivating that sense of nowness, of being able to just open up to the whole of our experience. So we started with the body, really noticing our tendency for the feeling tone. So the things we like, there are things we don't like. Seeing if we can just open and be in that sense of nowness with things unfolding, likes, dislikes, pleasant, unpleasant. And then yesterday we talked about really welcoming in the energy of our emotions, being able to drop those storylines and really welcome, accept, meet with the sense of kindness and gentleness our emotions, the ones we like and the ones we don't like. Really feeling that sense of energy. And today we'll talk about mindfulness of thought. Thoughts are not the enemy. They are not the enemy. And often we can kind of think of them as the enemy. Oh, if I could just get rid of all these thoughts in my head, then I would be in the now. But we can actually sort of shift our relationship to these thoughts. The problem with thoughts is that we get caught up in them. And that when we start thinking, that's all we do is think. But if we can treat our thoughts like just another experience, we can settle into the sense of nowness and a sense of wholeness, of just being open to the wholeness of our experience. So as we sit on our cushion or our chair, noticing our mind, but also noticing all the experiences, the ones we've just been talking about, feeling the sensations of the body, likes and dislikes, emotions arising and falling. And then if we can treat our thoughts in the exact same way, just thoughts coming in and going out, the thoughts rising and dissolving. The important thing, of course, is that we often don't let them dissolve. So if we can soften and let them dissolve, like clouds moving in the sky, or sometimes I think of it as you're standing at the train station and you're on the platform and the trains just come in and go out. And if we can relate to that, we can also not get caught up in the thoughts. And so one of the ways that we can do it in a more formal way in our meditation practice is to use a noting practice. So we start to note what our thoughts are. So as you're sitting here using the anchor of breath or whatever anchor you're using, and you notice thoughts come in, it can be helpful to just note them. To give them a name, name them, worry, fantasy, planning, worry, whatever it is, right? So we can play with that, and that can give us a little bit of distance of just being able to notice them, give them a name, and then let them go. So it can help us to sort of cut off that tendency to just get caught up in the story of it. So I invite you to play with that as you go through your practice today, but also can really be helpful out in the world. Caught up in, you know, whatever it is, frustration or storyline, just naming it so that we can step back and let it dissolve on its own. So let's practice. Again, taking our seat and finding that sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, whole weight of the body resting. Let the body be your ground. Let this ability to just let your experience arise and pass be the ground. And then from that ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart, our sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and friendship of our practice together.